So notwithstanding the extraordinary works that Jesus was performing in before their very eyes, which fulfilled all the prophecies about who the Messiah would be, helping the lame to walk, giving sight to the blind, healing the sick, even raising the dead. And they wouldn't believe it. They saw it all. They heard about it. Extraordinary works, each and every day. And they wouldn't believe it. Why not? Because it wasn't done the way that they had planned. They, not God, they. No, our Messiah is going to do this, 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 and this. And they ignored the scriptures to a large extent. And while he's performing works before their eyes, and no, you're not the one that we planned for. This isn't the way that we wanted it to play out. So therefore, reject. It's extraordinary. Even John the Baptist wasn't doing the things. Nobody was doing the things that he was doing. So the extraordinary good works that were right before their eyes were not enough because it didn't fit into their plan. Sound familiar? Fellow Pharisees? The extraordinary works that were happening before their very eyes, day after day after day after day, weren't enough because it didn't fit into the way that they had conceived God in their own minds, the way that they wanted their world to be. And Jesus said, well, you don't have to believe me, but just look. Look at what's happening before you. Look at your life. And just believe in that. And even that wasn't enough. So it's an indictment of us all to an extent. Because there are extraordinary works being performed before our very eyes. If nothing else, right here. But if we take a quick glimpse of our lives, we realize it's an absolute miracle that we're all sitting here right now. It's a miracle of faith. All the things that had to happen for us to simply exist. All the things that had to happen in our pathetic lives for us to be here. To get up in the morning and to run to one we call Jesus, whom we believe, who we believe to be truly present in the most holy Eucharist, and whom we believe really wants to dwell within our hearts, and in whom we believe wants to do everything for us. And will. Whew. A lot of works. He's done a lot to get us here. And we have no reason but to rejoice. Especially if things aren't the way that we planned them in our lives or in the world. Who cares? It's up to him. Look at the works. Look what I've done for you. I did that. Well, you can't see that. Because we're waiting another week so we can behold the extraordinary glory of the crucifixion and outpouring of love. That brings us to this very moment. So, we can relate to the Jews of the gospel who doubted because things weren't the way that they had planned. So we can relate. But then we step back and say, no, I'm going to look. Jesus said, look at my works. Look what I've done. Look what I'm doing. Look for it. And then believe in me. So we can be unlike the Jews and say, I don't care. It's your plan, not mine. Things aren't my way. I'm going to grow up and be an adult and say, it's not my way that matters. And I'm going to look for the works. And I'm going to rejoice in the works. And then the works multiply. And then we begin to see more of him, and then all of a sudden we surrender our wills to him. And then we're filled with joy. And then more people want that joy. And then they begin to see the works. And then we can't see anything but God working in this world. Because he is, in extraordinary ways. Even if it's not according to our plan. But that's okay. Jesus says, you will have trouble in this world. But take courage. I have conquered the world. Past tense. I have conquered it. You will have trouble, but take courage. Look for the works. Look for me acting in your life today. Rejoice in that. And then we can believe in him. Oh, beautiful.